again.
Yep.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome. I'm Dick Deming, and I'm Medical Director of Mercy Cancer Center and founder of Above and Beyond Cancer. And it's my honor to kind of begin the evening and introduce the introducer. And the reason I'm doing the introduction tonight, a couple reasons. The world is all interconnected, and one of the connections is I happen to have the honor of traveling with a group of cancer survivors to Nepal and had the real honor of learning firsthand what it's like to be in a Buddhist culture. We almost went to Tibet. Last fall, we intended to take a group of cancer survivors to do a spiritual journey around Mount Kailash in Tibet. And just a few weeks before we left, the Chinese government revoked our permit to go into Tibet, so we went to Nepal. So I was almost in Tibet, but not quite. But I have to say that the bigger connection is just the words of wisdom that I have learned from my rudimentary study of Buddhism. The Dalai Lama says, "My religion is kindness." And I think no matter what religion you might have been born into, that resonates. And I also will share with you words of wisdom when the Dalai Lama reminds us, if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. And that has been really one of those phrases, words of wisdom, that resonates with me, and I try to remind myself of that every day as I interact with the patients, family, and the public. I also have been honored to be able to be involved in the Comparison Project. The Comparison Project, you'll learn more about tonight, and the monk's visit here is part of the Comparison Project. And now I get to introduce my friend, Professor Tim Nepper, Associate Professor of Philosophy here at Drake, and also Director of the Comparison Project. And he'll tell you more about the Comparison Project and introduce you to our guest tonight. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Dave. There's a lot of feeling honored going around here tonight. We're so honored that Dr. Deming welcome you all here and give an introduction to the event tonight. Please go check out the website of Above and Beyond Cancer, all the amazing things that they are doing in the community and in the world. I'm honored that you're here tonight, so many of you. Thanks for being here. And of course, we're honored to have the monks of the Gaudenshartse Monastery with us here at Drake all week long. They have performed events every night at 7 p.m., a Monday lecture, last night, Tuesday night, an incredible performance of song and dance in Sheslow Hall. Tonight, another lecture by the Geisha on world peace and the unity of religions. Tomorrow night, Thursday at 7 p.m., we have a dialogue of Buddhists involving the Tibetan monks as well as some representatives from local Buddhist communities. Vietnamese Temple, Palau Temple, the Zen Center, and Charlie Day's meditation group as well. You won't want to miss that. And then Friday, you also won't want to miss the final sweeping away of all the painstaking, careful, beautiful, profound, sacred work that's been going on all week long with the construction of the mandala. My name is Tim Nepper. I'm honored to be here tonight. I direct something we call the Comparison Project. It's a public program in comparative religion. We have a theme each year, and then we schedule some scholar lectures, practitioner dialogues, and comparative panels, plus special events, such as the visit by the monks. All of this concerns a particular theme. Last year, in our inaugural year, the theme was religious responses to suffering. This year, our theme is religion beyond words, something we've experienced this week through the mandala, through the sacred performances last night, and through the monks, what the monks will tell us about meditation as well. We have lots more events brochure out in the hallway. Please pick it up, check it out. We have a presence on the web, Facebook, Twitter, yada, yada, yada. You can find us. Please find us. We are generously sponsored, funded by six sources. I want to thank them all. Dr. Richard Demings, Cultivating Compassion. Here on Drake's campus, the Humanities Center, the Principal Financial Group, Center for Global Citizenship, and the Medbury Fund. In the community, also the Des Moines Area Religious Council and Humanities Iowa. Got them all. Humanities Iowa, this is the local Iowa chapter of the National Endowment of Humanities, likes us to take attendance at our events to know how many people were here. I'm going to pass this binder around, if you'd be so kind, just at least to sign your name or write some scribble there. We'll know how many were here. But if you want to be on Humanities Iowa's emailing list or you want to be on our emailing list, you can also write in your email address and check the appropriate box. I'll start this on this side, over here. Some special thanks. People worked really hard to make this happen. The staff here at Kohl's, particularly the Dean Henshaw, and Claudia Frazier, for all the work that went into hosting these events here in the library. Charlene Skidmore and the Intentional Eucharistic Community down the road for housing the monks. I'm turning this way, I'm looking at my notes. Our office help, administrator support, and web support, Carla Hurley, who is amazing, and my research assistant, Nora Sullivan. My colleagues, Leah Cowanson and Brad Crowell, for all the work they did in planning this, and particularly Brad has done a tremendous amount of work. Now picking up food all the time for the monks. He's on call at 24/7. James McNabb has provided excellent video services for us, and he's set up his camera, taking a picture of the mandala every 30 seconds. We're going to create a video of the creation and dissolution of the mandala when it's all said and done. And someone I forgot to mention at previous events, I'm sorry, Teresa Sherwood in marketing communication has done a tremendous job at getting word out for the events and getting the press here for the events. So a warm round of applause, please, for all those folks. And now I will turn things over to Lo Song. He calls himself a tour manager. He is himself was an ordained Tibetan monk of over 20 years and now works to coordinate these visits by the Garden Chartres monks to America. He's going to explain a bit more about that, a bit more about the monastery, and then we're going to move into the lecture by the geisha. Thanks very much.
Good evening, and thank you for coming. Garden Chartres Monastic University is presently located in South India in the state of Karnataka. Formerly, Garden was in Tibet on a mountainside at 16,000 feet in a very remote area. At times, Garden held over 10,000 monks. It was completely destroyed with the Chinese invasion in 1959, and there were 200 surviving members that made it to South India and begin camping on land, 60 acres of land given by the Indian government to establish a new monastery in this refugee camp. Presently, there are about 1,500 members in Garden Chartres. The general course of study is about 25 years to receive a Geshe's degree. Geshe means the concentration of virtue. We have with us tonight in the center here, Geshe Jampa Pelge. He has finished his Geshe's training, and beside him we have our interpreter tonight, Jampa Losong. I also may help with some of the translation. The general course of study covers five major subjects. 5 years is spent on the six perfections, another 5 years studying logic, another 5 years studying emptiness. And emptiness doesn't mean nothingness, it's how everything has all phenomena, inner and outer, are composite. They're made of many parts. And but the primary thing being the I inside, this also has no essence, this me. It's also composite in structure. If we begin to look for the I, we can't find it. We just find more and more parts. These three classes also require 6 hours a day of Socratic debate, where what subject they're studying is debated to see if it stands up to logic and reason. If anything can be refuted in the debate courtyard, it can be thrown out. Like if you were to come challenge us and disprove us through logic and reason in debate, we would have to go with your tenets. Another several years has spent on cosmology. Presently, there's a lot of harmony between quantum physics and Buddhism about the interdependence of phenomena, the generations of world systems, even the particle-like structure of phenomena. The Buddha taught about these things. In fact, I've seen texts where the final mind moments before enlightenment seem to mimic the half-life of certain atomic particles. So this is very interesting that this harmony is there between quantum physics and Buddhism. His Holiness the Dalai Lama often has symposiums in North India where many physicists and scientists come to discuss the similarities between Buddhism and science. You know, Buddhism is considered a philosophy because in Buddhism there's no creator God. It's just like physics says that world systems come into existence, there's a similar ideas in Buddhism. Another several years is spent on monks' moral behavior, the vows they take, the precepts, the 251 precepts they take to protect their actions with living beings and the environment. If one receives a Geshe's degree, then one is eligible to attend one of the tantric universities and study Buddhist Tantra. There's a lot of misconceptions about Tantra in the West. It has nothing to do with the physical body. It is using the mind at the time of death, the mind of radiant clear light, to generate a luminous form that one can go life to life in. And a good example of this is His Holiness the Dalai Lama. We have him with us today. This is the 14th Dalai Lama. Before that, 33 Tibetan kings. So these beings have been around since the Buddha's time, and they've made promises never to abandon us forever. As long as this world is intact, then they will go to other worlds once this system dissolves and work for the welfare of beings there. Days run about 5 a.m. to midnight, 6 days a week. So it's a very busy schedule, and most monks average about 4 hours sleep a night. We have no support from any outside source. We've had to fend for ourselves. In Tibet, the Tibetans saw the monasteries as the storehouses of learning. So they took care of the monasteries. So now this has all fractured, and we have had to care for ourselves. So we survive on donations and primarily these tours. We began touring in 1989, and I believe this is our 11th tour to the West. We often have tours on other continents doing similarly what we're doing here tonight. So we're very happy to give you this presentation on the world peace and the unity of all religions. And I think we'll go ahead and start. We'll have about an hour lecture and then 15 minutes of question and answer. We had a lot of fun the other night with the questions and answers. And then after that, maybe you'd like to do some shopping in the back. We have some handicrafts made by Tibetans that we brought with us that might interest you. And thank you for coming.
First of all, I would like to say Tashidelek, which is hello in Tibetan. So the topic of this evening is harmonies between the religions and unity of, between the religions. And also world peace. And the source of harmonies between the religion is you have to understand the other's religious view. This is very important to have some kind of respect with their religion.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a difference within the religions, like in terms of view, the difference view within the religions, that they have a difference. But in the conduct, they are almost the same. They are also in major religions, they're teaching about love and compassion in all major religions. And also the most of the major religions, their ultimate goal is to have a happy life and to have a happy community and peace in this world. So you can see the all major religions, they are always teaching on the love and compassion. And if you generate love and compassion towards other, and then that automatically they have some kind of peace in the this world. So people who is not familiar with the religion, if they had some kind of stress or some kind of facing some kind of problem, and they have no choice, and they are using some kind of technologies that can, and they are thinking that may help to eliminate that this stress and problem. So people who is not familiar with the religion, and they are for their eyes, they are using their looking at beautiful movies to eliminate their stress and their problem, and also they are using they are eating a very delicious food and using their resources and also listening to the music, try to eliminate the stress or problem. So they're trying to use the old sense, like eye, air, trunk, this kind of sense, and using like beautiful movies and music, and wearing a very comfortable clothes, and this kind of things they're using, and to try to eliminate the stress and problem. So when time of the listening the very good music, they may get some kind of happiness at that time. When you stop playing music, then they're gone. That's very temporary. So how can we achieve this permanent happiness? So that all the major religions, they're teaching love and compassion. This is the source that we can have a long-term happiness. So you should generate love and compassion towards others, and you will have a very happy life and for a longer time. So compared to the outer happiness or inner happiness, yeah, the inner happiness is more important than outer happiness. So every religion, they have one founder, and this founder give you the instruction how to generate the loving compassion, and their main goal is happiness, a long time happiness. So you should follow this instruction. So all the founder, they have a different view, but the same goal.
On that Nikaje, that Chulu Lea, the Chore Shuchimbuyo, Tavatin Nikaje, Sosu Chulu, the Namlin Cheva, you know, Digitogiova. Mishengi Chulu, the Namlin Cheva, and Digitogi Mare, Mundichini Rigi or what? In Rigi.
And some religions believe here that they're saying that our religion is. Some people they are regarding their religion is superior than other. And if you are not practicing our superior religion, then you are not getting that this longer happiness. So you should practice our religions, which is more superior than you, which is very very wrong view.
On Chazanta Sosu Chuluk Teleya, Anne Sosu Yamlin Chen, Sosu Leya, Tikita, Chikundu Yamlin Chen, Yamun Shoya Yorva, Tiova Nanshi, Chulu Shenda de Chile, Jinju Chinin, Mitsamalaya, Tikita Yamun Chibuja Tobu Yorva.
So, like, you cannot say that what is the best medicine? This is a very general question, it's not, you have not answered. It's up to the what is that is suited to our body, and this is the like religions, you know, which is the which religion is suited to you is your best religion. So you should all major religion you can you can have a lot of our teaching this only talking about love and compassion. So this you can have any religion and you can get a benefit from this religion. If all religion has some kind of benefit and to have to gain something happiness from the religion, at the same time, you know, similarly, the other religions, their people, they get a benefit and they have a happy life from their religion. So it is the same, very exact the same quality within all religion. So the respect between religion and very very important. So we all should respect the other religion. It's very very important. So we don't need to believe that they are religion, but we should respect. So in times of belief, it's our choice what we choose to believe or not. So but respect the other religion. If you think my religion is the superior, the same, similarly, the other people, they are thinking my religion is superior than you. And there will be some kind of fraction, you know, between the religion. So they have no superior. every major religion is the same. Same teaching, love, compassion, this all.
And if you think that
if you're the same, then why the different religion is this? May you may think this kind of in your mind. So they have a different tastes, different, you know, like people. They had that's why they have a different founder, different religion, you know. You can have a lot of medicine on like stomach, egg medicine, a different medicine. So you can take which is suited for your body, which is the best for your illness. So there's so many same stomach ache medicine, but you can take which is suited to you. This is a case like similarly to the this religion. So they have different tastes, different people, different thinking. So they have a different. We all have a different color, a different T-shirt, different color T-shirt, and different shoes. So the shoes, which man's goal is to save or heal, so or bottom part, so from the this rocky or this kind of, the same as the shoes, so different shoes but same goal. So when we perceive like religion is like medicine, and the founder is like doctor, and the follower is like patient. So we are telling this kind of technique in Buddhism. So doctor have no right to give the medicine to every medicine to give the patient. Doctor have to look to his body, his situation, he have any allergy to this his body. So he have to investigate all these things. Then he is giving his medicine to the patient. In the same way, you know, like we have some different tests or different body.
So it's
not depending on how expensive the medicine is. It depends on the exact medicine we got. It's not depend on how the cheap or expensive medicine is. If you have a headache and you eat a very expensive medicine for the cancer, it won't work. It's similar, you know. You have to take this cheap medicine for your own illness or sick. If you eat the right medicine, even if it which is very cheap, and it will work, it will cure your illness and sickness. And if you eat the wrong medicine, even if it's a very expensive $1 million medicine, it won't work. So it's similar, then you can choose your own religions, which is suited to you, which is good for your mind, and it's the best medicine. So in this kind of technique, you should use and try to generate the respect towards the other religions. So If some people from some religion that we are sometimes we are accusing this religion is very bad, this creating a lot of problem. This is not religion. These are some people. They are misusing their the religion, and they are and we sometimes accusing the religion, which is the completely wrong. So we should accuse the person. So he belongs to whatever religion is. It's not because of the religion. People sometimes using the name of religion and doing something very negative, which is not because of the religion, because this is the person who is doing that negative, misusing this religion. So, out of ignorance, this kind of people, they are misusing the religion and misunderstanding the religion, and their name of the religion, they are doing some very evil deed, evil action. So that's why, you know, you shouldn't accuse the religion. So then if the religion is source of this kind of conflict, then every follower should be the same. So you can see then the really major religions, they have only one person, from 99 people, that their person of their religion is very good, kind. Only one person, they are making trouble.
On that chulu ge rarang ge tombe mang sung ne da peje mang che wa ji wo tong da la jin cha wa.
So all the matter, this major religion is more than thousands of years old.
Je zang lo tong da la ge kong le ya chulu su su tombe ni le ya chang ba dang ze wo xi di yuan de ya sung xian jiu de lo tong da ge kong le mi ju ye le ya ji ren bo xiu cha de wa.
So it's been more than 1,000 years that the teaching, that all the magic teaching is there, and this will be very, it was very helpful for this for thousands of years ago and now, and still they are very benefit for all the living beings. So still the religions, the major religions, they're still the very benefit for this world today.
Ta di yimbe chan ne chulu ki ji ta chamba da zewa chulu changme chen ne sunya de le ya pejin ta gyeon he bare ji.
So in all the major religions, they are teaching about love and compassion, which is absolutely very how to say positive and right. So 100 years ago, they were very well-known scientists, and they are showing some kind of their view on this environment and religion. And still nowadays, the scientists showing this some kind of contradiction that they are claiming that thousands of years, 100 years ago, there were different view nowadays within the science and scientists.
On chazan tal tu tu chira ma sim bi na le lo ja la ze khong gi chin ri be che thak ju che shang ju ti le ya ting sang gi chin ri che bo ju no ju yo wa den tu go yo zang ni ma ge thak ju tu ge ta yang da ba cha yo ma ro.
So it shows that in these days, science or scientists, they are showing some kind of mistake they've done 100 years ago, and they have a different view they used to have in 100 years ago. So this shows that there was some kind of contradiction between science.
ta yagya chimbe, tsingribe, je samlo neze dan, je matumba mambuch chayung goro.
So, and this developed, very science-developed countries, and, you know, like, we have a lot of contradiction, and they used to have in the 100 years ago.
And the chuluka, tonto lo tongda chimbe yinale, tongda kongla miyisem la rinpo yoba, tingsan la rinpo yoba, mui tun miyisem la rinpoch.
And as far as the religion is concerned, even if it's thousands of years old, there were no contradiction. Still, it's having some kind of, we have a very benefit and from this religion, even if it's very old, like 1,000 years old. So it shows that there were no mystic in the religion. That's why it survived thousands of years. Then it will survive thousand years in the future. So it will show that there was this thing that is very truth and it's without and flawless.
On that thing that you nundu mevati, susu chulu ke tombala nundu mevanashi, shengi chulu ke tombala nundu yomarwa.
So, and you should generate that kind of respect, knowing this kind of technique, that even though it's a very, very old religion, they still benefit from this religion. So you should think this in mind and respect other religions.
So,
how to respect other religion is study other religion. Then you know the essence of this other religion. And if you study only about your religion and you are saying, oh, my religion is superior, it's not fair. You should study the other religion. You compare with these two religion, and but you can decide which is superior. Without studying other religion, or religion is superior, which is not reasonable, not reason, without reason. This.
Ta nangbe chulu gumane shewa inale. Ane semje thamje lo. Soso machi nyonge dushi tango sumyero.
So in terms of about our Buddhist religion, that's all living being. We regard it as a mother, once used to be our mother.
Jatang chinyung wo yanzha chulu xiangda nyamlin chinyin gi, ane roba tuge e, so so ma chinyung wa ta gu yorwa.
So that's why we are also this kind of thought, you know, like other religions people, they also used to be our mother in one's lifetime.
Jatang wo di tawa yina, chulu so so ma la su yina la,
if you consider that the other older living being is as your mother, then there were no way to harm the other. If you generate this kind of thought, then you can generate love and compassion easily towards other. And Buddhists, we are how do we generate love and compassion? Because we are using mother, because mother is the person that care all your, you know, like when you were a child, taking care of all these things and very kind towards the children, and even like you can see the animal, they're very kind toward their cubs, chicks. So we choose mother as a symbol, you know, and try to generate other people as a mother. So it's easier to choose the other people as used to be as a or mother, then you can generate love and compassion more easier than other any other things.
O dosta chuluk ka tugele ya tumbe chagin mangbo ju yederwa tumbe chagin tuge ngamzo peju tangje ani su tyundi sia de anir chuwa.
So if you generate the similarities between the major religions and collect them together, then you have some kind of respect towards other religion. So, but they have some kind of different view in the within the religion. So, for example, like Christian and Islam, they are believing like a creator God. So in times of Buddhism and Jain, they are not believing in creator God. We are just believing in like karma, which is law of causality, causes and effect. So if sees that, then you can you have some kind of big difference between the religions. On the other hand, if you see that the teaching in the major religions and they have the goal is almost same. If the religion like believing in creator God, they try to avoid doing the, some negative things because they are quite afraid. If I do this, then creator God will do something negative towards you. It will help that to stop the, this kind of negative action. So in times of Buddhist or Jain, they are believing in law of causality, law of karma, and they're also avoiding this kind of negative action because they are quite afraid that I will get something negative in the future if I did. So this is a similarity between the religions. So they have a different technique to have a happy life, a happy society and happy world. So if you investigate within the religion, the ultimate goal is to have a peaceful world. So this is their ultimate goal. Even if they have a different view within the major religion, but their goal is same, to have a peaceful world, to have a love and compassion towards other. This is their ultimate goal. So this, even if they have a different view, but the goal is same. So even there are different view, but if you generate love and compassion and doing this kind of things, and the ending point, we are getting the same destination. So all the major religion, we have a same contract and more, many same view within the religion. So you shouldn't look at the view only. You should look at the goal. Then if this goal is the same, then the different view is okay, no problem.
So simje tamje lo an ji jin go bo ko sha wa ji bu ji yan yin ba.
So if you are, if believe in a creator God, then they we are thinking that everyone is the same. So everyone is the same, and everyone needs love, everyone needs compassion, everyone needs to have a happy life. This is
the same.
So if you use this kind of thought in your mind, then the world peace is automatically happen.
So
you can see in these days there are people using name of religion and they have a lot of conflict. So it's very sad, and you should try to know that the, what is the sources.
So
this the people, they misusing their religion and create more problem in society, in the world. I really don't know the exact year. In 2001 and something in Afghanistan, there were huge Buddha statue in Afghanistan. It was destroyed by Taliban. So when we pick that, we are saying that the religion is very bad because we destroy all Buddha statues. This is not right. They're destroyed by one organization, not destroyed by the Islam. And these days, you know, like in Burma, they have some kind of conflict between Muslim and Buddhist community. So, and some Buddhist monks and some Buddhist community, they are attacking the Muslim in Burma. So we cannot say this Buddhist is bad, but you should think, and you should accuse the personal to the person, you know, like there are some organization, they are doing this kind of things, not the religion. So there's few people, they are doing this kind of negative action, which not represent the whole religion. So if you seize this and accuse the whole religion, then it will very it will have a very bad effect in this world, for the world peace. So the other thing that we have a law world peace is to save our environment. So there were two kind of problems. So one is man-made problem, one is the natural like disaster.
Yeah.
In terms of man-made problem, we can have some kind of solution, and we can stop this kind of action. So in terms of natural disaster like earthquake and flood, this kind of disaster we have a little bit out of our control.
이날 나다 출로 우리 가지 먼저 미 탑시 치투야 내단 차대로
So at some point in a natural disaster, we have some kind of potential to stop this. So we are cutting a lot of trees and this kind of causes that we have a lot of flood. So if you save environment like cutting trees and we have a less natural disaster. So you're not thinking alone about world peace, it's just no war. This is not only that we're talking about. We really don't need the natural disaster, the earthquake, flood, and this kind of, this also connected with the world peace. You cannot say that if there were no war and there is a world peace, you cannot say. They have more like earthquake and flood and a lot of other natural disasters. They also have a we don't have a world peace if we have this kind of natural disaster. So nowadays there are a lot of factories and a lot of company and mining and cutting trees and this kind of action. Now we can see the global warming and in Tibet, now mountains, we have no snow in the mountain.
On that di kembe ane mangbuji ge jele ya lo mangbuji ge jele ya da chule ya kangen chimbo shu cha ya ninga
that they were very danger that in the future we might have a conflict in the water the drinking water in the future
ten tsin ri ya ge chin so ro di wang ge ta ting sa chu to la ya
So you can see these days, especially we are from like India, we have a lot of drinking water problem in the town and cities.
And 50 years ago, 60 years ago,
you can directly drink the river. Nowadays, you cannot. They have a lot of chemical within in this river. He's saying that in Tibet, 30 or 40 years ago, people don't need to take a bottle of water when they are traveling, when they are going to pilgrimage. They just drink the running water. So 30 or 40 years ago, it's very pure, clean, and we directly drink wherever you get the water, river or just running water. So these days when people go out of their town and they have to bring their bottle of water for drinking during the travel, so you cannot drink the river directly. We used to drink in the past. And there is some kind of connection. This is some kind of connection with the world peace. And 30 or 40 years ago, there were no kind of problem in for the drinking water. Nowadays, people have a lot of problem, and they have a lot of problem, and they are very disappointed, and they have some kind of effect on their mind to get drinking water in their town and cities. So this was, they have a lot of problem having drinking water. I've seen some news in India that people fight and kill each other for the water. So the environment is some point there was huge connected with the world peace. Now he's saying there are other the methods to have a world peace is you should start from your own side, then your family. You should live with your family with very harmony and with very, with very positively within the, your family. Within the religion, within the family, they have no like harmony or peace within the family, and we cannot say world peace. It's difficult. And that's why the parents has a very big role to have a world peace. So when they have a children, they should give advice on this kind of technique and use. And if their children has become very familiar with this kind of technique, then you can start the world peace from your home.
So
we have sometimes the husband and wife and their partners. Yeah, it's natural. We have some kind of fraction and some kind of dispute between the husband and wife. It's natural. But you should avoid this kind of action in front of the children. You should go a little bit further and avoid doing this kind of negative action in the front of the, your children. It would affect their life. So when people see that their parents are fighting and they are fighting and their parents have some kind of dispute, then people the children think that they have a dispute. I might have a dispute in the future, so they have some kind of effect in the children's life. So when children growing up, you should use as a white fabric. You can color them whatever you like to if you have a white fabric. So when children is very young, they have a similarity with the white fabric. The white fabric can catch every color very easily. So people also, the children also have some kind of mind. They can catch easily all the negative things, all the positive things. Very easily. So doing some positive thing within the family and have a harmonious with the family, and it will, you can expand this kind of technique, and you have a harmony like community, neighborhood, and city, and nation, and the whole world, and they have some kind of, you know, like effect. And these days, you know, people have a lot of advanced technologies, and if you do something bad within few minutes, then like other world, they know within 5 minutes, if you do something good, within few minutes, it travels 1,000 miles. So we should regard this world as a global family. So then we take some responsibility for the whole world. So if you regard this earth as one family, so then if you can generate this kind of thought, then you're not going to harm this world, because you're generating this kind of world is all one family. And these days, that now the world is very small. It travels like within few minutes, within, you know, so it's very, very small these days. So like 100 years ago, if there are some kind of disease, like infection disease in this certain nation, you cannot, in 100 years ago, it's very difficult to this kind to get this kind of infection disease in other nation, because there were no access to travel. So these days, within few days, within few weeks, it can travel very easily to the other world. So a lot of like company, they are using like chemical in their or food. This is also very bad effect for the world peace, because if we are eating a lot of chemical food, then it will have some kind of effect, and your health has a very bad health. And if you have bad health, then we are traveling, then or infection, some kind of disease, have other they have you know, this goes travels in other country, so it's just a very danger for the whole peace too. So like farmer and company, their factory, they should think about the world peace. If you put a lot of chemical in their crops, then it will be very dangerous for the world peace. And also the factories, if you drink all the mineral and mining and cutting trees, it's very bad for the world peace. So if there are some kind of infection disease in certain place, and they have a certain fear, like they have a war, so they are also killing thousands of people. This same as a war. They don't need to have a weapon and gun to have a whole war, but they are killing the same number. The war kills the people, so this is very bad for the world peace. So if you have less disease, then they have a less problem and more peaceful.
So
this is not responsibility for the authorities and the government. This is responsible to each of everyone who is like farmer and in the factory owner and all of these people is responsible for the world peace. Now he stopped his lecture on this. And if you have any question, we are leaving like 15 minutes, right?
Approximately
15 minutes for the question and answer. Yes.
So we have
some kind of process. If you have some kind of like fraction between the monk and first time we're fighting each other, then we are calling them both two, and they have some kind of agreement within these two monks, and they are offering the kata, which is white scarf, to each other in the front of thousands of monks, and shaking each other and taking pledge that I can't do this kind of action in the future. So at the moment we are in an air conditioned hall, so it has some kind of happiness or external. So, but we have still have some kind of inner. We have not inner peace. So even if you have AC and we have some kind of external, so if you have an inner peace, then sometimes we see in the sports that when they win, they jumped and they go everywhere. They really don't know, even if they have some kind of hurt, and because they have an inner peace within that time. So even if they have some kind of hunt and so some kind of fracture, they don't know because they have an inner peace in that moment. So they have even if you have an inner peace, it doesn't matter where you are going to, like hot weather and very cold weather, is the same because from this they have an inner peace. So if you are not inner peace, then wherever you go, still there. Yes.
Well, first, I really liked your analogy at the beginning about all religions are like shoes, kind of there to save our souls. but what, I don't know, maybe this is in the West, what does Buddhism have to say to the irreligious or a-religious, like secularism or
Buddhism?
Atheism?
about atheism. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this point of view of atheism. Nang bui gi ta chik chue mingi zula ta zu gara ta wars.
Ta nang ke wane chue mingi zula ta zu ke du xa ke tiri yo marwa. Korang ki chue ke mani ba ta nang le ma do. Chue ke mani ba yin zang ko chue lo lo ba ta nye du xa re xiu tine ke tiri marwa.
And Buddhists, we are not very, we consider this kind of atheist, like human who is not believing in the religion. We are not seeing difference. We believe in the religion the same, not different, you know, like not looking down. We so not really, he hasn't has a religion, so not looking down, same as we have a religion. As far as he has love and compassion, so it's okay. You really don't need the religion. If you really practice love and compassion, there is enough. Mm-hmm.
Trees both lead to the destruction of peace. So in a sense, I understand the understanding of...
Can you make the questions shorter? Because it's a very long. I forget the first one.
I apologize. This is the problem. As you say, thou shalt not kill, but you can kill at these times. So the action is different than the religion. Now that is that not a problem?
Cause.
So actually this is an individual's choice. The religion isn't choosing this. So what if you were to kill somebody and save 100 lives? Still you would have to experience the effects of that negative action. But also there's the positive effects of saving 100 lives. So if there was a nasty desperado out there killing a lot of people, and you were to take his life, he would be saving many lives. Still, you would have to experience the negative effects of killing in the future on yourself, but you also have the positive effects of saving 100 beings. So in certain rare circumstances, killing might be all right. Now, on the previous life of the Buddha, he was on a boat, and he had clairvoyance, and he realized that a certain person on the boat was going to kill all the merchants on the boat to take their goods, 100 merchants, to steal their goods and take the boat. So the Buddha in a previous life took this man's life and saved the merchant's life. So it's mixed there. He still had the experience of negative effects.
Problem with the chemicals that are getting into our food from the kind of agriculture we have now with the concern of what we are eating. And we ordinary people are concerned about that, but we don't have much ability to do much about it. Do you ever have a chance to have an audience with the owners of the corporations that are using those chemicals to hurt our world, even bring about climate change, so that we can start there with that?
Yes.
This is actually each one of us' personal problem. Somebody told me just a couple of days ago that the amount of power we use for our electronic goods now, the streaming, the computers, the cell phones, just all the electronics alone is equal one day to the whole year of 1980. So it's that all our technology is the cause of many of the problems of global warming. But who's willing to give up their computer, their iPhone, their microwave, their AC, their refrigerator? So this is a pretty difficult problem to solve. How are we going to simplify our life? So it's dependent on each person to try to use less and less and less. We're exhausting the resources on the planet. So this is a very big problem in the future. So each person is responsible for their own life. So you're going to have to make a presentation somehow to these corporations or whomever, and somehow we're going to have to meet with them and try to discuss things. This is a huge problem that's coming very rapidly.
I have a question. I'll try to phrase it simply, and it has to do with death. And most of us have a religious theology that explains death in a way that we're going to go to someplace better. But yet, we are all troubled personally by death. My question is, I have a bit of an understanding of your concept of what happens, but are you individually troubled by the possibility of death? And how does
My understanding of your question is how we are how to deal with the death, right? So that death is certain. This is we cannot change. It's inevitable. This is certain. We have to think this first. Then we try to do something positive. If you really have some kind of smooth death, you know, without any fairness in the future. So we had some kind of do something positive actions that we do not regret the time of death. So we do something positive and do something our best to help other and do something, and it will help in the end of for us. It will help to in the end of the world journey. That okay, I really don't need to afraid because I didn't do any wrong things within the lifetime. So I'm sure that my next life would be better than this life. So this kind of thought, it will help to some kind of, you know, like less fair. So if you do something very negative, then in the end, you feel very regret and very, like for us, very regret and very, how to say, afraid and scared that now I will be in the hell being. So this is a very, you know, the difference.
It also helps to believe in future lives. Then it isn't just finished right there. So even in the monastery, we burn the bodies across the creek from the elementary school. The children walk home through the smoke. Death is hidden here. It isn't talked about. All the higher Buddhist practices, in order to start the practice, you have to go through the stages of death in order to start the practice. So we're all very familiar with the absorptions and dissolutions that take place. So there isn't a lot of material about this, the stages of death in the West, the interior stages of death, what one actually experiences at the time of death. So this is very finely described in Buddhist literature. So then one is more comfortable with death. You recognize, oh, this is my practice I've been doing every day. This is where I dissolve, and then these things happen, and then I do this at this time. Are you satisfied?
Keith Charles, please.
Let's see if you have a couple more questions.
Okay.
Don't be silly.
Okay. So I really don't know the Christian this religion, because they believe in Creator God. If they do negative things, what happens? They may go to the hell, or I really don't know. But if in Buddhist we believe in karma, if you do something negative, then we will be in we will have a negative action, negative result in the future life. So if someone who believes Creator God, if they do something negative, and what happens to you in the Creator, you know, like in your own religion, and I don't know this.
Okay, so maybe I misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't saying action undertaken for fear of punishment by Creator God is creates negative karmic effect?
No, he was suggesting that people would do positive actions out of fear of some Creator God, so it would actually help them, and the Creator God would actually help them to do positive action, because they would fear the negative results.
So, and the people who is the religion who is believing in Creator God, and they are avoiding doing the some negative things because they are respecting their God, and the which is against his teaching, so they are avoiding doing some negative things. Yes.
There are many, many different forms of different religions. For example, Christianity has a whole host of offshoots, and so has the Muslim religion and other religions. Is Buddhism uniform throughout the world? Do you have the same codes of conduct, the same rules? Is it a uniform religion as Catholicism is?
Within the Buddhist religion?
Is all forms of Buddhism have the same values, the same precepts, the same rules?
Is one monk in one area of the world doing exactly
We have two different Buddhism. We call like Hinayana and Mahayana. They have a different. They both are Buddhism, but they are different. Different goal, you know. And Hinayana, they are usually practicing and doing something positive for the sake of their own freedom. They're all free from this suffering world. And Mahayana, they're practicing the whole love and compassion and practicing their religion for the sake of all living beings. This is the difference between religions, that two within the Buddhist religion.
Well, there's more than that, but we're just using that as an example.
Okay.
Some people are seeking nirvana. That only benefits one person, the person entering nirvana. Nirvana is an enlightenment, whereas this other school, the Mahayana school, is really here for the welfare of every single being. You want to take everybody with you when you go. You want to work for the welfare forever of living beings here. You don't go off and experience bliss by yourself alone.
Yes.
Could you share with us a little bit about your personal journey? Why Buddhism is the best religion for you, that fits you? Why you chose that religion instead of the others, since you've studied so many others?
Now he's saying that the medicine, this medicine is the best for him, the Buddhist medicine. So that's why he chose Buddhism. So this everybody is same, I think. So I choose Buddhism because this medicine is best for me. It helps to have some kind of peace of mind. So that's why we choose this Buddhism. So everybody has the same, I think, reason to have their own religion.
There's no creator God in Buddhism. We don't accept that. We accept that it's like physics, you know, how world systems are generated, how living beings come into existence. It's more like science. But so we don't, there's no creator God at all.
So there wouldn't be any room for
there's no room for it, yes.
This something he did. You know, like more on the lapjack mixing it. Getting lapjack mixing it, which is.
Something he did. Yeah, me so so getting namju so so niri niri ki shove ya lan ya gunda ba manye ba do. Samlo danda di nando le ya. Che changjin changbu changsha. Che da hasan namda. Di kesi murwa.
So it's very important to know that each of individual people that we should start from the morning when we wake up, then we start and thinking for other, and we regard other people as more important than yourself. So other has a billion, 6-7 billion. So self is only one. So it's billion and one is billions more important. So with thinking this kind of thought, and you should start your morning and try to be nice with other and studying this kind of technique, and it will help.
I think maybe we'll stop there. We ran over our questions 15 minutes, and we have a lot of practice to do yet tonight, so if everybody's comfortable with that, maybe we'll stop here.